Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Shapiro has a way of communicating with these post-millennial, current college-age losers that has not been seen in quite some time. As a matter of fact, if you watch this clip or if you listen to it, I'll play it for you. You'll wind up cheering for the guy. You'll be going like, okay, this is like watching a boxing match, and the guy that we want to win is actually winning, and he's pummeling the other dude. Here, I'll play the clip for you. You can see this in the Crusader Room on the Facebook.
So my question was about abortion, and I just wanted to know, why exactly do you think a first trimester fetus has moral value?
Okay, so a first trimester fetus has moral value because whether you consider it a potential human life or a full-on human life, it has more value than just a cluster of cells. If left to its natural processes, it will grow into a baby. So the real question is, where do you draw the line? So you're going to draw the line at the heartbeat, because it's very hard to draw the line at the heartbeat. There are people who are adults who are alive because of a pacemaker. They need some sort of outside force generating their heartbeat. Okay, are you going to do it based on brain function? Okay, well, what about people who are in a coma? Should we just kill them? Right. The problem is, anytime you draw any line other than the inception of the child, you end up drawing a false line that can also be applied to people who are adults. So either human life has intrinsic value or it doesn't. I think we both agree that adult human life has intrinsic value. Can we start from that premise?
I believe that sentience is what gives something moral value.
Here it comes.
Not necessarily being a human alone.
Okay, because, when you're asleep, can I stab you?
I'm still considered sentient when I'm asleep.
Okay, if you are in a coma from which you may awake, can I stab you?
Well then, no. I guess not.
I mean, like, I'm glad you answered that, because I have no interest in actually murdering you.
But that's still potential sentience, and it's still a potential...
Like, I agree. Like,
potential
sentience. You know what else is potential sentience? Being a fetus.
Bam! That just happened.
The issue I have with that, though, is that if I'm in a coma...
You're an idiot.
Not,
sit
like,
down.
...doing anything to anyone, I'm not causing any issues amongst the world, whereas an unwanted child may or may not be a burden to people.
Okay, well, there are lots of people who are unwanted, right? I mean, there are lots of people's parents who are unwanted, right? We're a bunch of college students. the problem is that now you're shifting the argument, right? Before you were making the argument based on the intrinsic value of a life based on sentience, and now you're talking about the level of burden that somebody presents as a separate moral argument. Okay, I don't believe that you being a burden on somebody is justification for them killing you, as a general rule.
That's a good stuff. That's Ben Shapiro at Berkeley University on the University of California at Berkeley. And if you call it properly, if you ever see Cal, play a college sport game, that's Berkeley. Most people don't make that connection, that it's the University of California at Berkeley. But that's a profound point, isn't it?